Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Every company wants to do its bit for the environment, so long as it doesn't cost too much. My next guest has created a website which shares how small companies all over the world, especially Ireland, have introduced small but notable steps to cut emissions. It's called sustainabilityexamples.com, and it does what it says on the tin and allows SMEs to learn from each other without having to pay huge consulting fees. It's run by Andrew Sheehan, and he's this month's Repack Business Person of the Month, or Green Business Person of the Month. Congratulations, Andrew.
Thank you so much, Joe. Great to be here.
Tell us a bit about the website.
Well, our mission is to provide more recognition and commercial gains for those companies who are taking corporate action. And in doing so, our purpose is to inspire more companies to start taking action. So we very much believe that being sustainable needs to make commercial sense, particularly for those small and medium-sized enterprises who are investing significant amounts of resources into being more sustainable. And we want to be able to provide them with...
So you've got a platform in which they post their sustainable projects.
Exactly.
Is that right?
That's right, indeed, yeah. So we provided a platform to allow those organizations to be able to share what they're doing on an initiative basis. So it could be their waste initiative, their energy initiative, or an internal initiative. We give them a platform for them to be able to share that themselves without having to rely on maybe media picking them up or trying to fight through algorithms on social media. So we provide them with a very safe zone to be able to share what they're doing, and then for the market to be able to engage with those examples.
And copy those examples potentially and replicate something similar?
Yeah, exactly. And in doing so, we're actually accelerating the process for other organizations to be more sustainable as a result. Because today, the process is quite broken. It's a lengthy process. People sit in a boardroom, they talk about what they could do, what they might do, they brainstorm, then they have to go to market to find solutions to help them do it, then they have to implement it, and it might not work. Whereas when we're providing examples of what we know has worked in the past, or what solutions are out there that companies could implement, it cuts out a huge amount of steps in that process.
And one of the reasons you bought sustainabilityexamples.com is because people Google that thousands of times every day.
Hundreds of thousands of times a month. So it's a very high volume keyword is sustainability examples. And I'm a marketer by trade. And when I saw that, in addition to the lack of recognition and commercial uplifts that companies were getting for taking action, I felt there was something in the middle where we could bring two sides of the market together to engage with each other.
Now, give us some concrete examples of some of the projects that have been posted on the website.
So there's a huge array of examples. There's around 200 to date. We're in business around nearly 18 months. So we're really pleased with the progress in that regard. And today, if you go to the platform, you'll be able to search examples by energy initiatives, by waste initiatives, by biodiversity initiatives as well. And we have some great companies sharing really concrete examples around.
Give us one concrete example that's up on the website.
Well, from there's a large company, Crow Park. We do a lot of work with Colin O'Brien there, who's their head of operations and sustainability. Great guy doing great things. And they're very simply just using the rainwater that's coming from the roof of the stadium to make sure that the pitch is irrigated.
Ah, so they gather it from the roof and then funnel it into some sort of tank or something.
Yeah, exactly right. And so there is obviously a big investment to do that, but it's a very simple concept as a way to try and reduce water use. And then we have other examples of how companies are recycling or reusing their kind of packaging materials as well, and their pallets as well. So manufacturing companies who are sharing their bubble wrap and other packaging materials with companies who are then using that to make other products.
And where do you guys come in monetary terms? In other words, do you monetize the sharing of all this?
We do and we don't. So if you're an organization who has some great green initiatives in place, you can start sharing those initiatives for free. If you want those initiatives to be verified by us, there is a vetting and verification process that we charge for, but it just means a little bit more trust and credibility to what you're saying to avoid any potential
greenwashing.
You know,
does that mean that you have to drill into individual projects to give them your equivalent of a blue tick?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so we have a blue tick verification badge, and we ask for evidence and any kind of proof of what you're saying to be true and honest and fair and complete. And once we've gotten that evidence and we've drilled into it, then we provide a blue tick verification badge for that company.
So you don't charge for someone to upload their projects, but you could charge them to give them enhanced services.
Enhanced services. So that verification process, as I said, is an enhanced service. It provides more trust and credibility for that said brand. But also then if you're a green solution provider, so if you're a green tech solution or a B2B green service provider, then we charge a subscription fee to have your case studies showcased on the platform. And why that might be very valuable is because the people who are sharing initiatives are looking for the next best solution.
And that could be money for them. What is greenwashing? I hear this term for the first time.
Greenwashing is a really real thing. It's a trending topic at the moment. It's in very simple terms, it's the fact that companies are doing great things, right? They have these great initiatives in place, but they're just not talking about them. And the reason why they're not talking about them or being loud about them is fear that of any potential backlash, fear that what they're saying isn't perfect, but we always talk about progress over perfection. But then there's competency issues as well. So
it's not just modesty.
It's not just modesty. Sometimes it's resources. Sometimes these organizations are small, but they're doing great things. They don't have big marketing teams. They don't have big budgets to be able to talk about what they're doing. Mm. And as a result, they get lost. And when they get lost, then it doesn't do anything for the movement. It doesn't do anything for their bottom line or their, you know, to get a more of a bigger financial return on their sustainability.
Well, congratulations on winning this month's Green Business Person of the Month, courtesy of Repack. This is Andrew Sheehan from sustainabilityexamples.com.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.